This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do not stop at the church. Do not get on knees. Get on knees to Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping, or I hurt you, American.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
AOC criticized commercial promoting Jesus at Super Bowl. Good, AOC. Good. In our country, we put you in forced labor camp when you talk about Jesus. He's liberal.
Don in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, love you, love your show. Last night I was sitting on the couch and my son grabbed me from my, and he said, you need to come outside. And I said, okay, I'll come outside. And he was showing me this long string of lights over Niles, Illinois. And it was going northbound, northwestbound. My hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I said, you know, I don't believe what I'm seeing, but at the same token, I was going through the line from the Atlanta airport, and I saw this fan that was spinning, and it was showing this, you know, this sort of, I guess you would call it hologram. They showed no guns, no anything. And I said, could it be that? And I looked again, and I said, it can't be that, because it's too in line with what I'm seeing.
Well, have you seen when Starlink launches, and then a bunch of them are in orbit where they're all lined up? It's pretty amazing.
Well, I wanted to try to disprove what I was seeing. And I live right over a flight pattern by O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and they are flying their planes. I go out for cigarettes every so often, and today when I went out for my cigarettes, I saw that they were flying planes 400 feet below what they usually do. So I'm a little bit worried.
I hear you, brother. There's a lot of weirdness going on, Don. Next time, try to get some footage of it. Thank you for the call. Chuck in California, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? And happy birthday, youngster. I want to tell you a little story about train wrecks. Over here in San Bernardino in 1989, May 12th, Southern Pacific train derailed in my neighborhood, right in my backyard, and decapitated two kids, tied it. It was so safe. This is the part I really want to say. It was so safe they let us stay out there for 15 hours in the street knowing that a pipeline was leaking. The next week, 2 weeks later, it blew up. Burnt one of my friends to a gate as she threw her kids over the fence. So people in Ohio, go with your soul. Don't listen to them. The water probably is not safe. And as a matter of fact, they said it's headed towards Virginia. Guess where I'm going to be next month? Virginia. So I guess I'll be taking a pallet of water.
Absolutely. What do you think of just all the infrastructure getting blown up? I mean, some of it's probably happening by accident, but they're admitting record infrastructure problems everywhere. Somebody shooting up and blowing up power transformer substations all over the country. Somebody's derailing trains, they admit, on purpose all over the country. I mean, it's wild.
Some may be by accident, but, you know, you put it together with all the food plants and everything else, it can't be an accident. One thing about Hollywood, when that list comes out, a lot of my friends are going to start believing me. I used to work out there with those weirdos, and I'll tell you right now, when I'm with those guys, I'm like the Matrix trying to dodge cameras because I don't want to be seen with any of them. So when you get through with that list, I want to hear about it.
All right. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. I promise getting every caller, so we've got the great Maria Z from Australia, an incredible talk show host, taking over. But I'm going to come back and finish up with Mike and then hand the baton to her. We're going to break in about 30 seconds. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And then in about an hour, not in an hour, in 56 minutes, Owen Schroyer, The War Room. And he does an amazing show, and everybody tunes in. But everybody should be sharing that link because the enemy's working around the clock to try to stop that. I know you know that, folks, but You are not the tail. You are the dog. You are the whole thing. When you promote the show, we're unstoppable. So we're all in your hands, listeners. I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, look at the mirror and realize how important you are in the information war. You can overpower the AI.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar of 360 Win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Throw the devil, as the Bible tells us, the wicked one. So our conductor, the guy in charge, is driving the train. And that makes it a crazy train. All right. I promise to get to all the callers. About to hand the baton to a great talk show host from the land down under. Mike in Texas, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? I was going to say, so I follow ADSB Exchange and Flight Radar 24 for going on like 2 years now, like religiously. When you couple flight movements of military aircraft in particular to and back from the theater, one of the things that you'll see when you take those ideas and data and then use Google Earth satellite imagery that is updated constantly because those satellites are constantly spinning around the planet. I just want to say, in Kaliningrad, dude, I'm seeing sixth-generation Checkmate aircraft on tarmacs that are Russian. They are ready to go. They have, like, stacks of missiles and stacks of bombs right next to those aircraft. And they've been test-firing those engines because those engines point down, if you know anything about these Russian aircraft. They have hundreds and hundreds of aircraft stationed in Kaliningrad, Belarus, and Crimea. They have probably 5 to 10 times more equipment and next-generation equipment stationed in those three checkpoints than in Ukraine right now. And if you look at what's going on in Ukraine, they're using corporate wars, right? They're using the Russian equivalent of Blackwater, right? They're not even engaging there with their tip of the spear. Those people who are fighting against Khazaria over there right now are just prisoners. They're mercenaries on their side. They are not the Russian military. We're about to probably see the real Russian military bust out because I'm watching on ADSB Exchange our spy aircraft, R-135 spy aircraft, the really high-tech Learjet, the AWACSs, 5 or 6 of them today, cruising around up and down Crimea, cruising around Moldova, cruising around the side of Ukraine, Khazaria, cruising around the border of Poland, up there by Kaliningrad. Our people are scared right now. They're not telling you that. But
by the way, I know about those great aircraft sites that show the planes in lifetime. And give us the URL so that – I'm just going off memory. There's a bunch of them that do it. The one you're saying we should go to show what you're talking about.
Yeah, the easy one to use is ADSB Exchange, the Alpha Delta Sierra Bravo Exchange. Go to the live map tracking thing. There's a little filter on there. You can click military. Click on that, and then you can just sit there and leave it all day long and watch aircraft.
Again, my crew's going to pull it up, and I'm going to write it down. But just one more time, give us the URL.
Yeah, ADSB Exchange. You should have a dude on that 24/7 watching that, because whenever you listen to the EAMs.
Yeah, I think the crew missed what you said because they're not pulling it up. I'm a little slow here today. So there it is, ADSB Exchange.
Yes, ADSB Exchange. And just
and then,
go
and
like
what do you click
map.
On?
There's like a live map.
Yeah, there it is. I've seen this site before. Okay.
So you click military on the right. There's like a filter. Go to the right filter. Click military, and it'll show you theater, right? But what I wanted to tell you, dude, is I listened to the emergency alert or emergency action messages, which are our R-135s flying over our missile silos and our bomber fields. And they're talking down to those dudes saying, radio check, are you there? He's like, yes, radio check, we're here, everything's good. But they do it in code, like 32-character codes. I'm sure you've heard about that, right? You're a radio guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The amount of those in the last 60 days has gone bonkers. In fact, when that balloon cruised from, Canada all the way down to when it got shot down, those emergency action messages were being jammed. There was high-frequency, like, modem sounds and all kinds of noises going off while our dudes in R-135 are communicating down to our missile silos. So this
you're saying the bottom line is there's a lot of battle chatter heating up.
Yes, sir. But what I'm telling you, Kaliningrad, if any of our people right now are over there, you need to get the hell out of Eastern Europe right now because it's about to go down, and they're not telling you that. And I was going to say real quick, one last thing. Jens Stoltenberg, that little neocon, New World Order slave puppet master of Milley himself, he just gave a series of, updates, right, their little NATO summit that they had in the last 2 days. That dude looks scared. That dude, Jens Stoltenberg, was saying yesterday and today, this morning, that we are out of ammunition and we do not have the manufacturing capability. We haven't mobilized, Alex. We haven't mobilized. We are completely out of our high-tech missiles. We are completely out of all of our stupid ammunition, dumb ammunition, like our artillery, right? And they are going to have to invoke emergency war powers here and over there in order to backfill. Russia mobilized their industry 2 months ago, right? They called up a million people, 500,000 people here and there, and they've been steady making tanks, steady upgrading their shivs, steady making all their stuff ready for this. And it's about to go down, and we are about to get owned because we do not have everything we need in position. The people that are running this are willingly leading us to get destroyed.
I agree with you, and I'm glad I held over to get you on. I want to go to our guest host, who I really appreciate being here and all the great work and fine work that she has been doing. Please remember, we're listener-supported, and we have the great prebiotic fiber out for over a year, back in stock, so good for your gut, so good for your immune system, your whole body. It's 40% off, and some other great sales, 50% off on BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. But, yeah, pray for peace, folks, and pray for this to stop. Crazy times happening. Maria Z takes over Z Media. That's Z-E-E-3-E's Media.com. She's got a lot to cover. Maria Z from Australia. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Alex. It is wonderful to be with you all today. And thank you to the InfoWars team. What an amazing, amazing bunch of people. You know, I think that with all of the distractions that we're seeing right now, you know, the aliens, I want to play a White House clip in a moment. The aliens, the things that are happening in Ohio. Now, we just heard about Texas. And, of course, I'm not saying these are distractions. These are definitely real things that are happening, but they're being done to distract us from the greater plan. All of these mini crises that we're seeing all over the place, what happened in Turkey. And I shared a video recently of this lady's analysis of that situation, talking about the fact that that was not an earthquake. And she was actually a senator in Europe there. So that was fascinating to see what she had to say about that. She was talking about the fact that Erdogan walked out during a Schwab speech and this was sort of payback for Turkey. It's very hard to discern right now what is an attack, what is, punishment for not complying with the globalist agenda. But the thing I want to talk about, I have a lot of news to cover today, but the thing that doesn't make sense to me, and it's something that I haven't heard anyone talking about yet, is the fact that censorship has lifted in a lot of ways. And that makes me nervous. You think about this. You've got a global plan to depopulate, keep people in the dark. Your plan depends on people going and getting poison shots and continuing to poison themselves in different ways. And yet you're lifting the censorship of the people that are warning about this. Of course, Alex is still banned on Twitter. But here's what happened. IMZ Media is the most banned media in this country, and I'm not exaggerating. We've been banned on YouTube. We've been banned permanent Facebook shadow ban since April of last year, 3 Instagram accounts, you know, other social media completely banned, can't get back on. And now all of a sudden, Instagram is growing at a rate that even before they started banning me, I wasn't getting. It doesn't make sense. Why are they allowing this? Well, you look at since Elon bought Twitter, you know, a lot of people flock to that platform. So we could say that maybe big tech is afraid now. Maybe the other platforms like Meta are thinking we need to compete with Elon. But there's another possibility, I think, that we haven't considered, and I'm going to talk about it on the other side of the break. We're going to cover today Australia predicting the next stage of the COVID surge. A personality and a mainstream media personality here has called out the shots. Damar Hamlin not wanting to talk about his injection injury. The Harvard Medical School integrating climate change into their curriculum and so much more. Thank you for being with me here today. We'll be back in about 10 after we're going to close up in about 10 seconds and be back right after this short break. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this. I think I have a really bombshell theory for you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. So we're talking about something that just doesn't make sense. You have a new world order in full force in its last stages for this global corporate takeover, and you start lifting censorship. The censorship that they so desperately fought to achieve on social media, and it's starting to lift. Something is not right here. Now, I'm happy about it. Don't get me wrong. But if you were the enemy, the last thing you would do is start giving your enemies a voice right now. So what is going on? Well, I have a couple of theories here. Elon's building a payment platform. We all know about that. According to In The Know sources who spoke with the Financial Times, apparently Twitter has started applying for the regulatory licenses it will need to actually launch a payment system. And it's also working on the software as well. Now, we know that a lot of people have voiced their concerns about the fact that this is a trap. It's going to end up being like a social credit score system that is sort of conditioning people towards that, or even will be used for that, and it's making people feel comfortable with this platform in order to achieve that. That's one possibility. And if that is the case, perhaps the other social media platforms are intimidated by the fact that so many have flocked to Twitter, and so they feel like they need to start competing. Maybe they have the same plan, but we're just getting comfortable with it with Twitter first. I don't believe that the globalists do anything unless it's calculated. Yes, they are afraid at the moment, and there's some amazing things happening around the world. For example, a huge lawsuit filed against Legacy Media. I just interviewed Dr. Ben Tapper, who's on the list of defendants with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and this is attacking the Washington Post, Reuters, and a whole bunch of others, which is massive. They are, the lawsuit is against the Trusted News Initiative, which is essentially responsible for all of the people that have died from the COVID injections because they censored life-saving information and pushed false information out there. So it's a huge deal. And perhaps the other platforms and legacy media are starting to get afraid of what is actually, this lawsuit, other lawsuits coming for them. And it's yapping at their heels as more and more truth comes out. But again, it just makes me nervous when we start seeing all of these words start to be allowed on YouTube, especially when they went to all this effort to have, they spoke about online laws that they needed to create for misinformation and disinformation, these buzzwords they use. So I think it's something to watch, and I think it's something to be careful of. We need to be certain that we're not being lulled into a false sense of security and a trap when it comes to a lack of censorship. We'll take it while we have it, but it's always important to depend on platforms like this rather than the mainstream platforms. We literally just use that to funnel information to the masses, who don't know about band.video, who don't know about zmedia.com. So just stay on guard, everyone, because from what I'm hearing with this platform that Elon's creating, it's also going to accept crypto. We know that regulated crypto is one of their preferred, it's one of the monetary systems that is going to exist on the other side of their created economic collapse because they want digital currency. Now, I want to play this clip from the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, talking about, she says that these are not extraterrestrials and they're not aliens, and the White House kind of laughs, and I want to dissect this a little bit. The team can pull it up.
Last thing before I turn it over to the Admiral, I just wanted to make sure we address this from the White House. I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no, again, no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Again, there is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Wanted to make sure that the American people knew that, all of you knew that, and it was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it. I loved E.T., the movie, but I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah, you look like E.T. But here's the thing. She says it twice. She says no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity. We just want to be honest with the American people. You are never honest with the American people. In fact, you deflect every time you're asked a question. So why all of a sudden are you wanting to be honest now? You're wanting to say it. You're wanting to be honest because you want to drum in the words aliens and extraterrestrials into people's heads. And the fact that all of the people in the crowd are just laughing at that, that was 100% part of their conditioning, and Alex did a fantastic talk on the alien deception the other day. I encourage everyone to go and watch it. I'm not going to cover the same ground, but this is very, very telling. This is extremely telling. She's using the words twice on purpose, aliens, extraterrestrials, to get it into people's heads. This is how they do it, and they normalize it through this. Karine Jean-Pierre has never been honest. You know, she gets asked a question, oh, I would direct you to this department or I would direct you to that department. And they're questions that she should be answering, but all of a sudden she wants to answer this because it's important to the American people. Give me a break. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, breaking just in, the WHO is going to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday after at least 9 people, so today, in Equatorial Guinea, died from Marburg hemorrhagic fever, a cousin of the Ebola virus. They've got this huge outbreak allegedly over there. Over 200 people just yesterday placed in quarantine, apparently 9 dead now from this Marburg. And this is something that, you know, they filed the patents long ago for Marburg. They, you know, we've been warning that this may be coming. We think that they've done some test runs in China of the hemorrhagic fever. And I've had experts on who've said what everyone needs to know is not to be afraid. This is not contagious or airborne like they're going to try and tell you it is. It is predominantly transmitted through bodily fluid. Or say, for example, if you have a hemorrhagic fever, the patient vomits and the person treating them, sorry, that's a bit gross, but the person treating them comes into contact with those fluids. That is exactly how it can become contagious, but it's not airborne, but they will try to tell you that it is. So this is the latest, you know, fear-mongering from the WHO. There's an account on Twitter called Terror Alert that said, oh, you know, well, warning, the WHO is announcing a huge new pandemic, Marburg, you know. I'm exaggerating what they said, but the Terror Alert, Marburg, hemorrhagic fever. It's something that we've been warned about for quite some time. I've had people like Todd Callender on coming to talk about the patents, the fact that they want to launch this. And, you know, the CDC with their joke section on their website about the zombie apocalypse. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but they say that, oh, it started off as a joke and then we ended up updating all these resources for the zombie apocalypse. I mean, it really is Twilight Zone stuff, guys, but it's on their website. And again, it's part of that conditioning. It's part of that conditioning. On the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about Australia predicting the date and state of the next COVID surge. They really are doing their best because we've just launched the fifth booster in Australia and all the headlines are telling everyone about how they're eligible for the fifth death shot. Come and get your death shot, people. And we have to give you the fear so that you'll get your death shot because we need more of you dead. Love the globalists. Absolutely sick. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Predicting the next COVID surge. And this is how ridiculous these people have become. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's very specific. You see, the headline says COVID surge looms over one state as next Aussie peak revealed. And, you know, it even admits in the article that that numbers appear to be going down everywhere, but, you know, experts are arguing about it. And one guy comes out and says, oh, unless something dramatic happens in Europe and America, my expectation is that we will probably see another peak in winter or late autumn. But then he goes to say that there's going to be another peak in March in the state of South Australia. How do you know this? Oh, they know this because of modeling. The same modeling that said we're going to lose, you know, however many millions to COVID, and now they say, oh, we've saved over X amount of million lives with the shots. because our modeling said we were going to use this, lose this many million, but you haven't saved any lives. In fact, you've killed lives, and your modeling's a bunch of junk. So anyway, I thought this was important because they're actually saying, oh no, in March in South Australia, we're going to have a peak here. In the rest of the country, we're going to have a peak in autumn, winter. And of course it is because of the five shots that are upcoming. Now, an Australian mainstream media personality has actually come out and on live television said, I'm done with the jabs. And he said, fit and healthy people are dropping down with heart issues. I'm quoting Carl Stefanovic here. He was blasting the fifth booster call, and that was fascinating to me. Now, why? Why? Well, part of the reason is a lot of these people who were promoting the injections early on are realizing how many of these people are dying, and God forbid they were held accountable by all the lawsuits coming for them. But also, I think many of them are realizing that this is happening. So regardless of what his motivation is, I'm glad it was said on national television. But then you've got people like Damar Hamlin, and I want to get the team to bring up that clip if it's ready, where he's asked, what have doctors told you about what happened to your heart? Take a look at his reaction.
The ICU, the question on so many minds, what caused his heart to stop beating?
You're 24. Peak physical condition. Can run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
That's something I want to stay away from.
I know from my experience at the NFL, they do more tests than anything. And in the course of you having your physical, did anybody ever come back with any, say you had a heart issue or anything that was abnormal?
Honestly, no. I've always been a healthy, young, fit, energetic, human being, let alone mm-hmm. athlete. So it was something that was just, that we're still processing, and I'm still talking through with my doctors just to see what everything was.
I don't want to talk about that. That was a very, very nervous response. A lot of people have said, we don't even know if that's Damar Hamlin. I'm not going to get into that aspect of it. Who even knows? But his response there, you know, it's like he really thought about it. He really thought about, how do I answer this? Without looking like I'm covering up, or I almost like regret. I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? It looked almost like regret in his eyes about the fact that, you know, maybe he did want to talk about it, but he's been told he can't. You know, look at that. And of course, the radio viewers can't see this, but we're just replaying that moment where he pauses and contemplates, you know, does he know what this is? Have the doctors refused to tell him? I mean, of course, if you, were someone of stature, there would be so much controversy around vaccine-induced myocarditis or pericarditis. There would be so much effort to not let this come out. But as I said to you, in Australia, mainstream personality is saying fit and healthy people are dropping down with heart issues on live TV. It's something that just cannot be hidden anymore. There are so many athletes that are dropping from these poison shots. And, you know, I was really just watching that and thinking, how is he going to overcome this? What? Because he then goes on to say, well, no, I never had any heart issues before. You know, these athletes go through so many checks. They go through so many medical assessments. There's no way that something like that would not have been detected beforehand. So at least he speaks about that. I don't know. We'll see whether more comes out on that. I just wonder why he said he didn't want to talk about it. Now, Harvard Medical School is about to integrate climate change into the medical doctor curriculum. This is one of the most ridiculous things I've read, but honestly, it's no surprise. I spoke about a recent podcast I was watching, and I can't remember her name, but she's a medical student, I think third year now, and she was saying openly that she was speaking about abortions killing babies and the fact that she thinks it's a great thing, and the interviewer asked her, okay, well, back in the 1800s, the medical consensus was if everyone's performing lobotomies and it's the medical consensus is, yes, let's go and perform these lobotomies, this is the right thing to do, would you have done it? Knowing now, because they were having a discussion on ethics, knowing now that it's unethical, knowing now that we should never have performed those lobotomies, would you have done it? And after some wrestling with the question, she finally comes out and admits, yes, I would have performed the lobotomies because it was the medical consensus at the time, even knowing what we know now about how wrong and unethical that was. And that is the doctors of today. Those are the doctors of the future. So this article here, the Harvard Crimson, a Harvard Medical School committee voted last month to embed climate change into the school's curriculum. Now, apparently it was a unanimous vote to do this. And it says that the new climate change curriculum will examine the impact of climate change on health and health inequality, applications of these impacts to clinical care, and the role of physicians and health institutions arriving at climate solutions. What does climate change do to inequality? What does this mean? What does this actually mean? I'm going to play you a clip when we come back on the other side of the break, just letting the team know to get it ready. This insane new gender equality ambassador that we have in Australia, you're going to be shocked when you hear from this woman. Look at that. Oh, shivers. So this inequality word that they keep hammering down our throats, you know, the US audience might not know this, but we've currently got this voice to parliament thing happening in Australia, and it's essentially a trap for our Aboriginal people to fall into this trap of coming under the Australian Constitution so that they don't have the same rights as they still have now, really. And it's a way to initiate CRT in Australia, and they want that desperately because they want the people divided and they want to shame you for being white. But anyway, it's going to be increasingly important for people in leadership roles in healthcare and other industries to integrate climate change and climate-related hazards into their strategic decision-making as they lead organizations. So you can expect the doctors of the future, the ones who think that it's ethical to kill babies and perform lobotomies, to also make all of those decisions around climate change and inequality, whatever that is. Health inequality. I mean, who gets denied healthcare based on their race? It's not even a thing. It doesn't even happen. Okay, maybe a few isolated incidents of a bad egg, you know, giving someone bad treatment because they may be a racist or have bias, but it's just not a thing in today's day and age, other than the narrative that they're creating that people are not getting the correct healthcare because of their race. We'll be back right on the other side of this break, and we'll keep going with this insane weirdo from Australia.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And we are back. All right, I've got a few more things I want to cover before I tie this all together and let you know how it's all related. Now, I really love that for the team to bring up this clip of Australia's new gender equality ambassador. If you're not sitting down, please sit down. It's creepy as heck. Have a look at this.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Coppice-Campbell, Australia's new ambassador for gender equality. I'm incredibly honoured to take on this role as the lead international advocate for Australia's commitment to gender equality and the human rights of women and girls and persons of diverse gender identities. In this role, I'm committed to listening to those who are dedicated to promoting gender equality and learning about the perspectives and priorities in communities and countries in our region and globally. Promoting gender equality is the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do. It is central to Australia's diplomatic, economic development and regional security, as well as our international engagement. I look forward to working with partners in Australia, in the Pacific, in Southeast Asia and globally to progress the Australian government's priorities to increase women's economic empowerment, women and girls' leadership, and to end sexual and gender-based violence, to improve access to health and education services, and progress the Women, Peace and Security agenda.
I look forward
forward to delivering this message while I have a gun held to my head because I can't blink and I need to read off this teleprompter. I mean, it's just weird, right? It is absolutely bizarre. But here's the one thing. A lot of people have shared this footage and spoken about the fact that, yes, she barely blinks. Yes, she looks like she's being held hostage and has to say these specific words and doesn't want to be there. Right? I look forward to... I mean, I don't have to do that again for you, but she says this. For the radio viewers, she's on the screen now. Just get her off. Listening to those that are dedicated to promoting gender equality. She doesn't say she can't wait to listen to all people on this issue. No. She says she looks forward to listening to those that are dedicated to promoting gender equality. So she only wants to hear from people. The ambassador for gender equality only wants to hear from people that are dedicated to promoting this. No one else. I'm the ambassador. I'm not here to educate anyone and explain why I'm here and why I'm so passionate about this and need to get it through to everyone. No. None of that. I only want to talk to people that agree with me. And that is what we're facing, guys. These doctors that I spoke about from Harvard, I wanted to read this to you before and I missed it. The curriculum change aims to integrate climate change themes throughout students' medical school education rather than creating new courses specifically around climate change. So what they're talking about is embedding this indoctrination into all aspects. And it goes on to say in this report that, you know, they'll add a sentence or two or a little segment on every single topic these doctors are learning to help them understand how it's all linked to climate change. Their entire course and the way that they treat their patients is all linked to climate change. So you've got these brainwashed drones out there now in medical school who are saying, We would prepare lobotomies. We would perform lobotomies, even though we know now that it was wrong. If the medical consensus says it, we'll do it. If the medical consensus is you need to kill these people, we're going to do it because that's the best science of the time. And don't you question it. And I only want to talk to people that agree with me. I mean, we are living in an insane world right now with the people that are being installed in these positions just being the ultimate weirdos. I mean, who is actually going to go and seek advice from the experts? Who wants to listen to the experts? These soulless people who can barely blink, who say they would perform a lobotomy, who are going to tell you now when you go to the doctor, all of these new graduates, that your heart condition is due to climate change. Got nothing to do with the COVID shot. No, it is climate change. And I know that because I learned it at Harvard, one of the most prestigious medical schools of our time. I learned that everything that's wrong with you is because of the changing weather that we've had for thousands of years. What a great doctor I am. Give myself a pat on the back. Do you want a lobotomy while we're at it? And any doctors that are enrolling in this, apparently they were asking for it for years. The medical students have been asking for years for climate change to be the main focus of their courses, their studies. Really? Because up until 5 minutes ago when the media started using the words climate change, we thought the biggest problem facing us was global warming. So how many years back are we talking, guys? Because climate change just erupted really out of COVID as the new method to control the citizens. Who the hell wants to go and see one of these doctors? Not me. I swear they're going to be performing, you know, surgeries in underground veterinary clinics one day to avoid these crazy, crazy Frankenstein doctors. But here's what else is happening in the world, okay? Kenya is currently trialing a biometric vaccination system for newborn babies. So this is what the globalists are doing in the African countries, rolling out Ebola. And by the way, I said before, Ebola's not airborne. I want to add there, unless they mess with it, which is possible. They love gain of function. They love death and destruction. Who knows? They might have done it. They might have done it. There has been funding for gain of function for Ebola. this was, I mean, I did these interviews quite some time ago. They're all on zmedia.com. And I have another huge one I want to say here. It'll be on the website at about 8 p.m. Central. It won't be on Band yet. That is a huge interview coming this week talking about how all of the injected population within half an hour are shedding these toxic materials into the uninjected, and the blood of the uninjected is coming up as contaminated as the injected. This is something that everyone needs to see. So please head to zmedia.com at 8 p.m. Central on Wednesday night. But advancements are being made in controversial tests carried out in a hospital in a small town in Kenya to develop a biometric vaccination management program for newborns. So here's what they say. This new method aims to ensure that as soon as a child is born and receives their first vaccine, biometric scanning of four of their fingers takes place. And in addition to fingerprinting the babies, they're taking their voice data of the caregiver. Now, they say they only store this for 2 years. Yeah, right. Like they weren't collecting people's DNA from the PCR tests and shipping them to companies, and that later came out. Oh, yeah, we're only going to store it for 2 years. And it tracks how 8 vaccines and 1 supplement are given to the babies. Why do you need to track it through biometric data? Why do you need to track it through biometric data? We have systems for that. We have books. We have, you know, the doctor's records. We have such advanced IT systems that surely your doctor can log that information. And quickly before I wrap it up, the UK government, recently, a top banker predicted that a UK government will eventually roll out a super app that houses each citizen's combined economic footprint from credit ratings to know your customer details. So this has already started in Australia. We have big banks like the Commonwealth Bank, for example, which has already rolled out a carbon tracker. So it tells you how much carbon your purchase emitted to try and commence this social conditioning. And all of this is social conditioning, and people think, oh, well, that's great. I'm helping the environment. Wow. Just like they thought, oh, that's great. I'm getting injected to protect my neighbor. I am a great human. And I'm not talking about those who were coerced and felt they had no choice and were backed into a corner. I'm talking about the ones who are proud that they partook in a medical experiment that's killing so many. Woo! And wish death upon those that didn't participate. And so they're conditioning the human race right now. In the background, while all of this chaos is happening, they're conditioning the human race for biometric data being sent. They're conditioning us through a lack of censorship to get used to integrating these platforms with payment platforms and the social credit system that they want to roll out. They're testing this on Africa, as they always do with babies, biometric data. Because eventually the plan is for your biometric data through Bill Gates' patent 060606 to send this to a supercomputer, send your biometric data to this supercomputer so that you can mine crypto for your good behavior. Oh, you didn't eat meat this month. Well done, peasants. You get an extra 20 cents in crypto or 20 bitcoins, whatever. You understand my point. All the while, more and more brainwashed drones being rolled out like this equality person, like these doctors. We're living in a clown world, people, and that is why it's so important to pay attention to what's happening outside of the distractions that they are presenting us. It's been an honor to be with you today. Please support InfoWars. Please support your favorite independent media so that you know the truth no matter what. God bless you. And on to Owen Schroyer. I'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.